Okay, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to begin with you today. We didn't finish everything in Borer, I have to admit, but you know, sometimes you gotta just move right there. Obviously, this is why I mentioned at the beginning of this man, it's important to pick a Kitzer Sefer that you like and to go through the Dinim so that you know all the Dinim, but we can't do everything. So let's go on to the Malacha of Tolchein. Ayin Dalar Amid Beis. Malacha Shabbos is awesome. It's a really good sefer. I'm using it now. Like I have it, as you can tell, in the base medrash. Okay, Hatzayichen. I'm Rav Papa. Hayman de parim soka chayiv mishum tolchin. Rav Menashe. Hayman de salasilsi chayiv mishum tolchin. Rav Ashi. If you cup it on mishkas, if you have a specific measurement in mind, then you chayiv mishum mechatzay. That's the Gemara. The malach of tolchin, as it's mentioned in the Gemara, speaks about someone who's parim silka. Someone who takes silka is a type of vegetable, and the person cuts that vegetable up. The Gemara says also sola silsi, if you cut wood up. And then the Gemara moves on to malacha of mechatech, if you have a specific measurement. Adkan. Now, a few points that have to be mentioned. First of all, what items are subject to the malacha of taichin? Second of all, how fine does the cutting have to be to violate the malacha of taichin? Third of all, are there any other kulas in the malacha of taichin? And we'll see the famous Chuvas Harash, B'chelet Dalazim and Ayin Hay, that there's a kula of taichin la'altar, just like we had by the malacha of Borer. Now, to begin the sugya, let's just look at Rashi. Rashi makes a comment that seems to be hard to understand. It's like Rashi, parim silka bimem garsinan v'lo besamach. Rashi tells me that the text is parim, not paris. Now, what does Rashi mean that the text is parim silka rather than paris silka? What does Rashi mean with that? And then Rashi gives us a French word of mincière, which is to mince, right? The English word M-I-N-C-E is related to the French word mincière, which is to chop up into small pieces, mechatzchei hadek. So what Rashi means, l'cha'ira, is as follows. The word paros sounds like a prusa. Prusa is like if I give you a piece of challah, that's a prusa as opposed to a shlema. A prusa doesn't necessarily imply that it's very small. Prusa could mean that it's a large piece, but it's a piece. Halo paros laro'ev lachmecha, right? Yeshayahu Hanavi tells us. Give bread to the poor. It doesn't mean give the poor person a klein shtickle of bright. It means give, right? Give bread! Give bread! So, parois doesn't mean small, but paroim, apparently, and this is found, by the way, in the To'afos Re'im, on the bottom of the Sefer Yireim, on the Malach of Teichin, parom with a mem would mean to cut it into smaller pieces. Rasheichem al tifra'u, uvigdeichem loy tifromu velo tamusu. Tifromu in biblical Hebrew means that you cut something up, you cut it down into smaller pieces. So for the To'afos Re'im, what Rashi is basically telling me is that to violate the malacha of tochein, it has to be small. Right, and that's why the Girs is with a mem rather than with a samach. Ad kan to'afos re'im's hesber of Rashi. The Shavisas HaShabbos, in the Hakdama to Tochein, which is somewhere in this book, in the Shavisas HaShabbos and Hakdama to Tochein in Os Vav, he has a different take on Judaism. Zot Nishvisas HaShabbos, he quotes from the Sefer Magen Avos. I don't know if we have Magen Avos in our base medrash. I know we have it in the old base medrash where we began this man. But he quotes in the Magen Avos that paros and parom are different, that prisa is biyad and prima is bekli. Zakt Rashi that you violate the malacha of Taichin mitamem, right? Man de Purim silka, because you are using a kli to break it down. If you use it biyad, apparently says the Shvisas HaShavis, Kenzan, you're not going to be in violation of Taichin. Reb Kiva Eger over here on Ardaf and the Goyin HaShas sends us to another Rashi. Sends me to Rashi on Kuf Kof Kas Amar Aleph. Mirashi writes, Lo Yiktaim Bikli, Kida Amoran, Haiman de Parasilka, Domi L'Taychein. Right? Meaning, right, that Rashi is teaching, Bikli is Dome to Parim Silka. Only Bikli. If I do a Biyad, I'm not going to be in violation. And with this, says the Shvisas HaShabbos in the Hakdama, we can explain the answer to the stira that all the Rishonim ask. Our Gemara says cutting a vegetable, a silka, some sort of beet, some sort of vegetable, cutting it into pieces is going to be a malacha d'oraisa of taichin. No? Aye. The Gemara on Kuf Yudalid has a sugya of knivas hayerek that we spoke about in Borer. Right? And it's not abundantly clear what knivas hayerek is. The Gemara on Kuf Yudalid has a sugya of knivas hayerek. The shaila is, how come knivas hayerek is only an iser d'rabbanan? And how come I'm allowed to do it erev Yom Hakippur? How can I do it Yom Kippur in the afternoon, right? In order to prepare for Motzei Tainis, right? It's a Shavuos or a Mekel. Why is it a Shavuos? Isn't it an Issa D'oraisa? So the answer might be, says the Shvisas HaShabbos, that Knivas HaYerek with a kli is going to be D'oraisa. But if I take that Yerek and I break it apart with my hands, that's not going to be the Issa D'oraisa. That's only going to be an Isser de Rabbonon Mishum Shavuos, and that's why it's not a problem. Whew. This is already razzle-dazzle, exciting stuff. Now there's a difference between whether you break it up biyad or bekli, and maybe that's the teretz for the Stira and the Gemara, says the Shvisas HaShabbos.
So he takes the Knivas Yerek out of Borer and he puts it into Tolkien?
Right. Again, it's unclear exactly what you're doing with this Knivas Yerek. The Magen Mishnah on Perek Av Shvisas Asur felt that it's something within the realm of Borer. That's how we've been understanding until now. But the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha, from the sugya of Knivas Yerek to our sugya. Taisus on Kuf Yudalid Amid Beis is bothered by the Kasha, how come Knivas Yerek is going to be only Aser Midrabanan? Right? Taisus is bothered by that Kasha. If Rek Taisus, it should be like someone who's Paris Silka. Right? Taisus has the Gitter, so with the Samach. Right? So Taisus gives an answer that the Isser is only if it's dak, no? Chatichos dakos ma'od, only when you cut it very small, and Knivas Yerek is not cut so small. But the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying a different mahala. He's saying, let's assume that Taisus has a Gevaldik Akasha from the Gemara Kuf Yudala to our Gemara, but the answer might be the difference between Bekli and Biyad. That's what he says. Ari Abba, Shlita.
Doesn't here say that
that's the Stira and Taisus that we'll have to talk about in a few minutes. Yes. You want me to say everything right at the beginning? We gotta move gradually. The Shvisas HaShabbos, although at first he thinks that maybe there's no malach of Teichin Biyad, he points out that Midivri HaRishonim Lo Mashmakein. The Rishonim are all bothered by kashas about, am I allowed to break a piece of bread up into small pieces and then to be Zoyra L'Ruach? Would there be an Isser of Tochein when I break my piece of bread into small pieces, right? So some of the Rishonim give the answer, Ein Tchina Achar Tchina, right? That's one common answer. But the fact that the Rishonim ask the Kasha, even though I break bread presumably with my hands, not with a Keli, that sounds like, says the Shvisas HaShabbos. Now I'm quoting from a Shvisas HaShabbos in Eis Mem, in the Be'er Rechovos, it sounds like you can violate the Isser of Tochein even b'yadayim. It doesn't require a keli, and therefore he rejects the entire mahalach that he began with about the difference between parim and paris. Okay, zozain. Fine. The next issue that comes up in the Rishonim is how fine does something have to be cut in order to violate tochein. Now we can ask this kasha in a different sort of way. You see, usually grinding, what's the standard mahalach of grinding? The standard mahalach of grinding is that I take my wheat and I grind it and I make wheat into flour. No? Flour is very different than wheat. Right? Wheat has one texture. Flour has a completely different texture. Right? Wheat, or the kernels of wheat, can't adjust to the size of any keli. The kemach can fit into any keli that I put it in. That's by, right? It's almost like a liquid in that sense, right? That we learned in elementary school, that liquids take on the shape of any keli. Kemach also takes on the shape of any keli. We spoke about this in Yerideya Shi'urim in Simin Kuf Tes about whether taruvus of kemach bekemach is considered taruvus of lach belach or yavish beyavish. No?
In
Perakirim we spoke about this? I don't remember anymore. Okay. Believe me, I trust your memory much better than mine. We spoke about this once in the Shaila in the Shul. Somebody mixed non for Passover use matzah meal into their Passover use matzah meal. Right? We spoke about this in Yerideya Shir. Yashab
Sabalovsky, right?
Now Yashab Sabalovsky, right? Is it considered a taruv? Right? It's good. Guys, remember my stories. That's very important. That's why we say stories. It makes it easier to remember. But the fact is, kemach has a completely different form than chitim. And standard tchina, I would say, is taking something in and making it into kemach. Im kenem hadavar nishalat hasheila, how can you possibly violate the malacha of teichein when you cut something into small pieces? It's not teichein. Teichein is making something into kemach. And there are Rishonim who certainly understand that the entire malach of teichein is making something into kemach. Look in the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's published here on the side of the page. And the Rush in Simen Hei quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel. But Hama'ayin Heitev, we'll see that the Rush is quoting a Rabbeinu Chananel slightly different than the way we have the Rabbeinu Chananel printed. Va'afaresh et sichati. I'll explain. So the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Haiman de Purim Soka, Perish Ke'en Ketisha V'lo Ke'en Chituch. Zok the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Malach. Is someone attacking us? Is it like an enemy? Good. Right. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says that Purim Silka is Ketisha. Ketisha means that I mamish press something, and l'cha'ora I make it into some sort of semi-solid or like a flowery type of thing. That's Ketisha, right? We had Ketisha earlier in the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Chananel says Purim Silka is Ketisha. Right? Madas Sala Silsi. The next Rabbeinu Chananel says, Eitzim dekalim, sha'imdim shivi shivi ke'en nimin, u'kishem efarik ha'nimin halalu yotzei binis kemin kemach dak. Right? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel that sola silsi means apparently that you pull like the bark off of the dekel and you have little flower stuff. Like kemach that comes out of this. Okay, Ari, you're going to have to do the research for me because you're my reality guy. Is this true? I have no idea.
I don't know reality. It's sawdust.
Huh? Sawdust. It's something like sawdust. You pull off the bark, it becomes something like sawdust. Now, both Hezbeirim of the Rabbeinu Chananel on Parim Sokan and Sola Silsi sounds very much like the techina that we love always, which is grinding something to really change its form in Gansen. When I said that Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Rush is a little different than Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the page, Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the page, excuse me, Rabbeinu Chananel in the Rush says, Man de Paris Silka is Eitzim de Kolem Ke'en Nimin, etc. Right? So Rabbeinu Chananel says that Silka is the Dekel. So everyone jumps up and down and spits water nickels and say, what are you talking about? I know what Silka is. The Gemara in Ketan Mevarchen tells me that Silka is like a beet. It's a cooked beet, right? Or a vegetable, a raw beet, whatever it is, a vegetable. Right? How can Rabbeinu Chananel, as quoted in the Rush, say that Silka is Atzei Dekolen? So the answer to the Rabbeinu Chananel, as quoted in the Rush, is probably that the Rush is missing the letters Vav, Chaf, Vav, standing for Vechule. Right? What Rabbeinu Chananel says that Koren Silka is Kotesh, and Solis Silsi for Rabbeinu Chananel is the Sawdust. Right? That's Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rush quotes only the second part of Rabbeinu Chananel, but the Dibur HaMaskel is the first part. So the Rush is like missing that middle part. This actually, I don't think we have the Sefer in the Beis Medrash, and I thought we had it in the other Beis Medrash, so I have to admit this morning during Chazar Sashat, at Shacharis, I walked over to the Sefer Shrine to look for it, but I couldn't find the Sefer. The Toiras Rifael. The Toiras Rifael was the Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin, Rabbi Rafael Shapiro, no? The Torah's Rifael, when his truth is in Siman Lamed Aleph, the way I have it in my notes, the Torah's Rifael says that the Rush is quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel, but not the Rabbeinu Chananel HaNitfas Mechadosh, which really says it the way we pointed out. Okay, and in the Tshuvas of the Or L'Tzion, we mentioned Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, when we were learning Borer, in the Or L'Tzion, in Simen Chaf Ches, he also makes this point. Okay, Zolzayin. So standard Teichen would be that I make something into flour. And that's the way Rabbeinu Chananel learned. In Kainim HaDevarim, how do you ever have Tochein that is cutting something into small pieces? L'cha'ora, that's not Tochein. Cutting it into small pieces is presumably not Tochein, because it's not flour, it's not changing its form, it's smaller. So instead of a whole apple, I have apple slices. How on earth can this be Tochein? Ketisha is small pieces that's so totally changed, in it. It's like pulverized. It's like you take it and you mamish make it into, right? So it loses its form entirely. Just making something smaller can't be tochein, presumably. So says the Sfasemes, the Goin, the Sfasemes, we should say it like this. The Sfasemes time is that, you know what? Go back to my Rashi that Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted, Rashi on Kuf Chaf Ches, Amar Aleph. Rashi has a lashon, Haiman de Purim Silka, Zakashi, Dummy! L'Tolchein. Dummy. It's like Tolchein. It's not Mamish Tolchein. You know why it's not Mamish Tolchein? Because Mamish Tolchein means you grind something up and you pulverize it. You totally change its form. If you don't totally change its form, that's not the Ab Malach of Teichein. It might be a Tolda of Teichein. It might only be Dirabbanan of Teichein. I don't know. The word dummy could mean many different things. Maimonides, we call him the Rambam. The Rambam writes, HaMachatech Yerech Me'at Me'at. By the way, the Lashon Me'at Me'at as opposed to Dak Dak is striking. I don't know what the Rambam means with that. Me'at me'at. So Rambam says, Ha'mechat echa yerek me'at me'at levashlo, ha'reza chayiv, shezu ha'malocha toldas techina. The Rambam says that mechat echa yerek is a tolda of techina. What the Rambam means is what the Sfas Emes is saying, that the full malacha, the av of tochein, is when you pulverize something, when you make it into flour. But if you just cut it up into smaller dimensions, that's not the av of tochein. This l'cha'ora is famous because the Mofes Hadar, the Chazon Ish, in Siman Nun Zayin, the Chazon Ish decides to go to town. He mamish. Taichin is one of these malachas where the Chazon Ish is like breaking through new ground. So in Tochin, the Chazon Ish writes as follows. He says, there's a kula of the Rashba that we'll talk about later on, that Tochin is Mutar La'alter. Zok the Chazon Ish, the Rashba is only makel on Tochin La'alter if it is a somewhat similar act to Tochin, like grinding it into small pieces. But if it is Ketisha, if you are Mamish, taking something and you are pulverizing it, risuk banana, if I take my banana and I mash it, says the Chazon Ish, there's no heter even if it's done la'alter, because that is spitz tochein, right? That is the epitome of the malacha of tochein. That's his chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Again, I think the Chazon Ish has taken the same svara of the Sfas Emes, that there's a difference in kotesh and, right? In other words, what we're saying is that the Rabbi Nuchananel's definition of kotesh as being the malacha of teichin is probably correct with Kuli Alma, but our government might not be talking about that. Rabbi Nuchananel is a purist. He says there's only teichin if you mamish pulverize something. Rashi is saying, no, there's going to be teichin at least midrabonon, perhaps a told of teichin, right? Rashi's lashon is dummy le teichin if you cut up into small pieces. The Chazon Ish comes along and he makes a nafgamina la halacha. He says if it's the epitome of teichin, if it's kotesh, so then there's no heter of la'alter on it. That's a tremendous chiddush in the Chazon Ish that we'll have to talk about when we learn about risuk banana, avocado, guacamole, stuff like that. Okay, so sorry. Ready? You have a comment?
No.
Ah.
Which Rambam was the Chazon Ish
from? Which Rambam?
Yeah, we're in Rambam.
I mean, I read a Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Hey.
Right, because he also discusses about crushing things for animals and
in Parakhapa, right, that's a different Rambam, correct. I mean, the point is, there's another Nakuda in the Rambam that we haven't focused on yet, which is that the Rambam holds that the Malach of Teichin is only if I'm doing it for Bishul, no?
Right.
That's another Nakuda in the Rambam that we haven't focused on yet. We'll get there, Berlina, there. I don't know if we'll do it today, but we'll get there. Ah.
The Rashi in our parent does not suggest that it's only done with Tochen.
Rashi in our parent doesn't sound that way completely. I don't know if it's a stira. I don't know if it's a stira in Rashi.
But when you said the word minciere,
minciere is mechatzal hadek.
Wouldn't that suggest to see or not?
No. Minciere means I mince it. I cut it into tiny pieces.
Oh, not quite pulverizing it.
I don't think so. I think I think it means the same English word as mince.
Right.
Right.
The dice carrots or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I should point out. Yeah, Shalom?
In terms of the the discussion of bananas and avocados, when I mash an avocado and I mash a banana, it remains the same state of being.
It's just that there's a little bit of liquid that keeps it intact.
Correct. So the banana is first in a shape.
So you think like Reb Moshe Feinstein.
But
you're thinking like Reb Moshe, not like the Chazon Ish. Right? Again, the funny thing about Reb Moshe versus the Chazon Ish is when it comes to Risuk Banana, they're like, the Chazon Ish system is like the epitome of Tochein. This is Kotesh. Right? And Reb Moshe might agree on the fundamental level that Kotesh is the epitome of Tochein. Reb Moshe says that Tochein by definition means you break into smaller pieces. You cut it up over here, it's the same piece, just a different shape. So if Moshe is arguing with the Chazon Ish using your spirit exactly.
So if Moshe agrees with the Chomer of the Chazon Ish that Tochein being Mutar La'alter
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm saying it's possible. I'm not sure. Oh. Rashi is quoted by the Rush that says that Harim Silka Mizmachatek Yeroko Yistak Dak, that you cut it into tiny pieces. And the Rush asks on Rashi that Perish Tamuahu Dabashu Oichel Umachatek Oto Dak Dak in Shai Potchina. The Rush's kasha on Rashi is it's like a food. And there's no trina if you cut a food up into tiny pieces. That's the Rush's kasha on Rashi. So just to take the Rashi and the Rush apart in a few ways, the Rush is assuming that there is no malacha of tochein on eichlan. No? Tochein means taking something and substantively changing it. If something is an ochel already, zosomeris, I can eat it now. So by cutting it into small pieces, I'm not really changing it. So the Rav says there's no tchina by eichlan. The Tosfos by us says, dafka by silka is tchina shayich, but by all other ochlem, tchina is permitted. Right? Sha'ar oichlem shari. That sounds very similar to the Rush, that there is no tchina by oichlem. No tchina by oichlem. Many of the Achronim understand the Rambam that Shimi mentioned a few minutes ago, that the Rambam, both in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey and in Perek Chof Aleph, the Rambam says that I violate tochein if I cut something up levashlo, in order to cook it. That means that it's not ro'oy yet. I cut it up and then I'll cook it. But if it's ro'oy to eat already, if it doesn't need cooking, so then there is no iser of tochein. Pashtos because ein tchina by eichlan.
What does he mean? If he cuts it up for purposes of cooking?
If I cut it for purposes of cooking, that means you can't cook it when it's like a whole chunk.
Right.
So you cut it up, and then you could cook it. But once it's an ochel already, once it's already been cooked, then there's no iser of tchina. Right? The malach of tochein, according to the Rambam, is I cut it up to prepare it for cooking.
Doesn't mean you have to pulverize it.
It doesn't mean I have to pulverize it. And the Rambam here is talking about it's a tolda of teichin, not the av. It can zayin, the av is pulverizing. It can zayin, right? But even the tolda, right, is limited to something that's not yet edible. So I have Tosfos, a Rush, and a Rambam who assume that ain tchina by eichlem. Rashi seems to be saying that there is tchina by eichlem, right? The Rush is quoting Rashi that if you cut your ruckos, you violate tchina, and frack the Rush on Rashi, but how can you violate tchina? Shalom?
I'm just not understanding. Kavada or Rim interpret the Rambam. Are they saying that any time the food is edible before cooking, before tochein would take place, tochein doesn't apply to it? Or that any time I'm doing tochein on food for cooking purposes, only then would it be chayav tochein? Food that's edible, but I need to cut
so many of that, again, I don't know if it's compelling in the Rambam, but many of them understand the Rambam. In the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, in his Hakdama, he gives you Mara Makomis and the Merkevas HaMishnah and some of the Achronim on the Rambam, that they understand that the Rambam holds that there's only tochein if I'm preparing it for Bishul, in the sense that if it's already rolling without Bishul, then there's no tochein. Right, that's what we're trying to say within the Rambam, which would be similar to Rashi and Tosfos. Now, which would be similar to Tosfos and the Rush. Now, Rashi might hold that there's tchina by eichlan, at least the way the Rush quotes Rashi, and the Rashba holds that there's tchina by eichlan, that famous Rashba in Chelek Daled Siman Ayin Hey, who speaks about a hector of tochein la'alter, the Rashba is about tochein food. Meaning, something that's ro'oy to eat, but I'm still grinding it up, that's going to be the malacha of tayinim. But there's a heter if I'm doing it right away. But for Ochlem, there is Tochein, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chaf Aleph, Se'if Yud Beis, Shin Chaf Aleph, Se'if Yud Beis tells me, Mechatech Yerek Dak Dak Chayiv Mishum Tochein. But even on vegetables, there is a chiyuv of taichin. Okay. Now, it's unclear what the word dak means. No. And the bir halacha quotes that kvar kasa b'sefer yireim the Rebbe Elazar mimitz d'shir dakusan lo noda lanu. We don't know what it means to be dak-dak, right? I remember when I first got married, my wife asked me whether the Sabbath looks like it's cut too thin or something. I'm like, I haven't got the foggiest idea. She's like, what do you mean you don't know? I said, well, the uranium doesn't know. The uranium doesn't know. Shir dakusan, no. How can I answer these shilas? No? How can you answer shila? Is it, you know, how do you know? Usually we tell people to not cut your salad as fine as you do during the week. The problem is, what happens if you have the type of salad that you only eat on Shabbos? No? This is what we were nervous about when we first got married. Okay, so same. Now, when I'm saying that you violate taichin only if it's dak-dak or minciere or something, many ask Akasha from Rashi on the same daf. Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, Yom Rasul Chayiv Yud Aleph. We're talking about a person makes a kaveres, a chalsa. You make like a hive or something. So Rashi says that you violate many malachas in this point, in this process. Rashi writes, Asa'an Dakos Me Achas Shtayim Oishalosh Hareis HaTochein. Zak Rashi, if I take one piece of wood and I break it into two or three pieces, that's tochein. I take one piece of wood, break it into two or three pieces, that's tochein. Two or three pieces. How's that dak dak? How's it dak dak if it's two or three pieces? How's that tochein? So, domani that there's a number of answers to this kasha. In the Sefer Kitzos HaShulchan, the Kitzos HaShulchan we mentioned is Rabbi from Chaim Noef. He is a Lubavitcher posek in Yerushalayim in Shunat HaBukharim. In the Ketzos HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Chav Tes, Os Beis, he quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek in his commentary on Mishnayis. But the Tzemach Tzedek understands that you can be dak-dak in one dimension. Meaning to say, if I have like a strip, you know, sometimes people like doing this with like cucumber or celery. Then you cut it into a tiny little, very long, but very thin. Zucked the tzemach tzedek. That is also called dak dak. Meaning, when Rashi says that you make a kaveres, the kaveres is basically weaving a type of basket, no? To weave a basket, I think in NYU, one of the few colleges that doesn't offer basket weaving as a college course. But in basket weaving, right, one of the yesodis is that you take the reed and you bend it around and around the entire, and the reed has to be very thin and long. No? Isn't that the way you do basket weaving? So does say stack that also. I'm making a kaveres, and I cut one piece of wood into two or three things. It doesn't mean lengthwise, right? It doesn't mean I cut it widthwise so that I have like shorter pieces. No, you're making a basket. So you have long, thin pieces, and that is dak-dak. Right? So it's got that's the, and by the way, in the Archos Shabbos, chapter 5, footnote 12, quoting Hagon Nebi Yosef Shalom Yoshev,
Zichet Tzadik Livracha, Bevo Yashiv Paskin, that you violate the Malacha of Taichin if you cut something into tiny strips. Big Chumrah. Big Chumrah. Domani, that this is a hard Perush, because the Lashon of the Mishnayim always is Dak Dak. Rashi's Lashon is Minsier. Minsier means you mince it. Mincing it, like the way I mince garlic, is that it's thin in both dimensions, right? It's tiny little pieces. To assume that I, what about the Rashi by Chalsa? So what about the Rashi by Chalsa? Some taina that by oichlem you need dak dak. If it's not oichlem, you don't need dak dak. By food items, I violate taichin only if I grind it into tiny little bits. By non-food items, I can violate taichin even if it's not so thin. Look in the Nishmas Adam, Klal Yud Zayin Oiskimel. The Nishmas Adam says that dak dak, right, even these Rishonim will assume ein toichin ba'oichlem. But if it's dak dak, if it's teeny teeny teeny, there is toichin ba'oichlem. This is a very similar type of svara to what we said by Kotesh beforehand. One could argue, says the Nishmas Adam, that if I have a food and I cut it into tiny, tiny pieces, that is going to be the malacha of tochen. You're right, ain't tochen b'aychlen. That means that it's not cut so thin, so small. But you cut it tiny, tiny, then there is tochen b'aychlen. And Zot Nishmas Adam, this answers the stira that Ari Adler asked in Tysus. Our Tysus says that there's only tochen by silka. High text on Kuf Yud Daled says that there's tochein by any food. The answer is, if it's tiny pieces, there's tochein by any food. Right? Purim silka, or paris silka. Text says it gets a paris, not purim. You're not cutting it so thin. It's paris, the silka. Only by silka is there a malacha when it's not dak dak. By everything else, it is a malacha. Right? Only by every other food, there's only a malacha dak dak, azoy zaf be nishmas adam.
Why would silka be different than any other food?
Why silka is different?
Why would beets be different than cucumbers?
What?
Why would beets be different than cucumbers?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I've been mulling over some svaras. I can't give you an intelligent answer yet. I'm working on that. Yeah, Ari?
That was my question.
That was your question. Okay, so I'm still working on that one. Yeah.
This I have a crazy story. At least before sugar cane was discovered in the world, beets were the source of sugar.
It's
the number one source of sugar in the world.
Maybe.
So it was like when you cut the beet, you're
changing it into a new
chesed.
Possibly. Okay, Chevra, I have another mahalach to answer this kasha in Rashi, but we're going to have to hold off on it. Look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, like chapter 6, note 6, and also in the Hakdama of the Shvisos HaShabbos, in the same Maramachim that we quoted, Osvav in the Hakdama, and you'll see another mahalach that we'll have to talk about next time we learn. Okay. Thursday. So Thursday we might have share early.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah, we'll be in touch about Thursday.